Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name's Zach, and this week I'm joined by the regular crew. I've got Mark, and I've got Logan. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Logan, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. Zach, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing real good. We're here, we're playing some games, we're having some fun. And I'm ready to get back into it. But without further ado, I think we're going to get back into another actual play episode. And this time we bring back our fun and adventures in Steam Spies. I want to say Steam Spies solo stories. but nope, that's not this right now.
Not solo today. No.
Not solo today. Roland is joined by Small Toby and a man whose name is too long to pronounce.
It is Albrecht Manasses de Demartin. It is not that hard. Come on. Uncultured
Small Toby.
The
Small
angry Toby. French steampunk man.
Small Toby and long name.
But yeah, I think a small recap of what we did last time. Small Toby and Albrecht... they decided to get into a little chase with Roland, not realizing that this was the ship that they needed to, realizing that this wasn't the ship that they needed to sabotage. They meet Roland and I think, after a lot of analyzing charts and old montages, Toby finds an island off of one of the fairly popular trade routes out here in the open waters, and I think that's where we were gonna pick up here.
Yes, before we proceed, and might have done this on should have probably done this on the last episode, but I wanted to mention, since we're at the end of an act break, any of the roles that you succeeded at, we should be keeping those. Those become plot points. If you want, I don't know if any of us have enough plot points to spend at this point, but if you wanted to spend them for something, now would be the time.
And how many do you need to have to do a thing?
For three.
Three, six, and nine, I believe.
Three, nine, and 12 for the purchase.
Three, nine, 12, that's right.
Three points will buy you a point and a skill. 3 points will also buy you a plot twist. Now, for this style of gameplay, we're not using the plot twists because it doesn't really affect the way we're doing things. But if you wanted to create a plot twist for taking your character on to play in a different format, you could. You could also purchase a skill. For 9 points, you can add to one of your roles. And then for 12 points, you can add to one of your character types. Types are analyst, face, or muscle. So...
Well, I got 1 point, so I'm not... Not,
yeah, I have two.
Yeah, I will pass as well.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there and make sure we're all knew that was available. So, I believe Absolutely. We left off. Little Toby got the narrative advantage. So
Small Toby.
Don't want to get him confused with other Tobys in this game.
Yeah, we don't want to confuse him with Little
right.
Toby.
Okay. So it's just Toe. So, what action type are we starting the next scene with?
I think the most natural course of action would just kind of fast forward a little bit and hop into an infiltrating action type.
That makes a lot of sense to me. So we have arrived at the island and we are trying to sneak in.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely.
All right. Well. Albrecht is definitely going to take the tactician approach because he can use his analyst abilities there. And he does have a pretty depthful skill of disguise. So I think just being able to help everybody out, whether that's he would use those points for himself or if he could somehow like help everybody be disguised and, you know, after kind of watching movement around the island, you know, help us look like people who are supposed to be there.
Okay. Roland is a... I think I might try for a bluffer then and then go with disguise myself. Perhaps maybe even we're kind of taking a role as pretending we're shipwrecked and looking for assistance, something along those lines, in which case my sailor maybe come into play.
Wow.
That sound reasonable?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we are coming up in a ship.
Mm-hmm.
The whole kind of stranded, need repairs, we're shipwrecked kind of thing.
Now, what did we do with our speedboat?
I assumed we just kind of tied it off and we're kind of towing it behind
us. It's
towing
us. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we could spoof that to like make it look like we're smoking worse or something like that to help add to that disguise.
Could. Sure.
Yeah, maybe that could help. What are your goals, more or less? What are you all, like you two, trying to accomplish in this infiltration?
Well, we got to get to the island and explore it, right? See if there's
see
if the ship is here or a facility where they may be hiding the ship or something.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All righty. I might. If there's any maybe any grates that need peeled open or maybe fences that need pushed over, Small Toby might be there with some muscle.
Are you trying to go intruder? Perhaps.
I think I am.
Perhaps while we go with the more
Subtle, I can go around the side and try and get in
and just kind of shadow us and be the bodyguard type of support.
Wait, to justify did you that. Say bodyguard? What? Yeah, that means Small Toby would get advantage.
And I think that would justify the stealth skill as well if you go that.
Ooh.
If you're going that route.
Yeah, I can definitely add that stealth.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That sound good to everybody?
Yep.
Yeah. I think so.
Let's roll some dice. Who wants to start?
I think it's Toby first because it was your team.
Yeah, we'll go with Small Toby first here.
Small Toby.
Muscle Intruder, which would be roll 4, keep 2. I also get to add 1 for stealth. That would be 11 total.
Nice.
Okay.
None of mine exploded, and that's fine.
Okay. Who's next? You want me to go next?
Sure.
Go for it, Roland.
Okay. Rolling 4. I am keeping 2. And I have 2 disguise. That's 9, 10, 11 for me.
Another tie.
Tied with me, you would break that.
We would both. Oh, okay. Could be interesting. Let's see.
I mean, in this case, since we have die in order, I think just
we'll just see if I beat you both, and it won't matter.
Let's see. It might not matter.
So, analyst, tactician with a little bit of a disguise, knowing exactly where to park our boat up. Where it might be a good distraction. And that's 10 plus 3 in disguise is 13.
Ooh. He beat us.
Okay, there we go.
He beat us. Take it away.
Okay. So with that, we're making a big display of it, you know, smoke coming from our ships and looking like we need help. And we've just been, you know, bedraggled and we're kind of being the distraction while Small Toby slips off and gets into the shadows and gets, you know, over by a grate and kind of, you know, finds his way into the ventilation system here at this island. And
so there is a fortress, or is there some sort of structure here at the island?
I mean, Zach had said, you know, we're lifting up grates and stuff, so that's what I totally pictured was something along those lines. There is some sort of, at least, you know, ducting system.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
And then what are Roland and Albrecht doing?
Yeah.
Well, this might be a story cipher situation, because I'm not sure how much attention we drew or how much of a problem that is for us. So I think the question is did our disguise work, or are we kind of exposed in the situation? So I think the question is this a problem for Roland and Albrecht?
This might be a multi-step thing. Maybe first question is, were we noticed?
And were then, we noticed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then how do they react?
Okay.
Yeah, you could do it as a two-step.
I'll go with were we noticed. First. Rolling two dice. So first one is, and this would be a tense situation or a normal situation?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
It might, since we are trying to infiltrate this and we kind of have a little bit of a plan going on, I would say this might be tense. I wouldn't say it would escalate to very tense.
Definitely not very tense, but I don't know. Could it be normal, though?
Four, which is a yes. And the four becomes a five, which is and.
Okay.
So, yes, we were noticed. And.
Yes, and.
People are coming to see us.
Okay.
So.
Now, if you want, we can roll the die again and decide, are they antagonistic or are they... Are they shooting first and asking questions later, or asking questions then shooting?
How about Mark, you roll this one, because I rolled that first one, and we're both kind of stuck in this situation.
So, the question is, are they going to be antagonistic towards us? For three... yes, they are antagonistic.
Woo.
I guess that is... going to take us to our next encounter. Do we want to run or do we want to fight? I'm thinking fighting. Well, I'm sorry, I rolled, but I am not. I don't have.
You're not the one.
Well,
that
if you got a good idea for it, and since you rolled that last one, I think it makes sense that you would go for that. That fits.
Okay, but ultimately,
technically, you, since you have the narrative control in this scene.
Right.
But I handed
that off. It's like a baton. So, you know.
Well, my two suggestions are fighting or chasing, but I'll let you make the final.
No, I thought you had a good idea. So, I mean, we can go with your decision. That's good.
So, fighting. Perfect. So, fighting is...
So, we'll go with fighting. Next.
Perfect.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did small Toby end up getting to the island?
Yeah. Yeah, you jumped off.
So...
Yeah.
We're separate right now.
But I would say, but it sounded like you got to a strategic place to overlook what's going on.
Perfect.
So,
awesome.
Like you got off, you got over to some place that's a place for you to hide that, you know, we see is part of the structure of the base that's maybe built into the island.
So as they come, I'm going to use my fainter. I think I've used this before, but I'm going to, it's what I got, so I'm going to use it again. I'm going to kind of draw a machete, like I'm going to try and make a run for the jungle and hopefully then circle around and get an attack in. So that'll activate my melee skill as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing.
Alternatively, one of you could lead some towards Small Toby's strategic, you know.
Yeah, I'd probably be kind of fainting in that direction to try and give you an advantage as well. So
beautiful. What about Albrecht?
Albrecht is not sure. Like he's looking for the one dude to drop to make the rest of them flee. So he would be walking forward, trying to explain the situation, but the face isn't the focus. That's mostly just how he's presenting himself. The focus is he's looking at these guys, analyzing how they react to what things he says to try and find who is the important one. And then he's just going to belt that guy right upside the temple with his cane.
Okay.
And just drop him like a, you know, sack of potatoes.
It sounds like you're going a little bit analyst strategist. Right,
that would be the focus. Yeah. Analyst strategist. And then I've got melee as a possible skill because my cane.
Perfect. Let me stop and make a quick rules clarification here.
Sure.
You get plot points for succeeding at rolls. Let me correct that. You get a plot point when you succeed at a new roll. So in my case,
correct.
I have already succeeded at a fainter roll.
Okay.
So even though I'm claiming the same one, even if I win, I won't get a plot point for it. But I am going to stick with that because it is my best. My best role and fits the situation the best. So I'm going to stick with it, but there would be an advantage for me to kind of push myself to do something different.
Try other things. Okay.
If that I chose. Sense. So, yeah, exactly. So I'm just kind of mentioning that you have done strategist before,
but I did not succeed,
but you did no not succeed. There. So that, that does make sense.
That's
there.
True.
So, but I just want to make sure everyone was aware
good
of that.
Point. Yeah,
and,
no, that's a very good point.
Yeah,
you're good. So, all right. So go ahead. So I guess we're to Zach. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll probably. I believe I'm in that same boat. I have done muscle pugilist before, but I did not win.
Okay.
So, I will probably still go with muscle pugilist. He will employ his good friend, the Bully Club, to gain a small advantage in melee as well.
Okay.
The big bully swung by small Toby.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair. Yeah, you know what? Since we haven't rolled yet, maybe I'll rethink this. I might just kind of step forward and just go straight pugilist myself.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we bring all attention towards us, and Toby can sneak up behind.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
just kind of go straight forward. Still, you know, using the machete, but let's go that route for me.
Would my bodyguard still kind of be applied here?
I mean, think so.
Yeah, you're perfect. Looking out for us. You're waiting for that moment to attack. Yeah. You know, I could see that.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Perfect. So I get to roll 4, keep 2.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and roll here.
Go for it.
Okay.
I also get a +2 because of melee. I rolled a 10.
10 total? All right. I'll go ahead and roll. Let's see what I got.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a 12.
Okay. Roll 5, keep 3, +3 with melee.
Roll 5, keep 3, no big deal.
Big brain. He's 17.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Now you have succeeded at a strategy.
Now you have succeeded.
So yeah, I mark that there, and he just kind of steps forward and it's like, gentlemen, we need help. And then whap, you know, one guy just drops.
Nice.
See, it is very easy when you use the right influence. And he kind of kisses his cane.
Cool.
Beautiful.
And how do the rest of us do?
Yeah.
This is your scene.
You get to tell how we do stuff, too.
This is your action sequence.
That's my part, so I narrate first, and you guys tell me what happened with yours. But no, okay.
Is your scene.
I think as that happens, you know, Roland is moving in with his machete. He's starting to swing, and, you know, this guy drops. And everybody kind of freaks out and turns. And that's where we hear the crack. And another person drops. And Toby drops somebody. And then, you know, Roland grabs some guy and has his, you know, like blade to his neck. And we've got someone we can interrogate.
Mm. Oh, awesome. Okay.
Ooh, okay. How do you want it to proceed?
Oh, like what's our next focus? Well, I think we're trying to get information from this dude. Since I just said we captured a dude. I'm not sure if that's a different scene really, but
well, it's a different phase. It's a different phase.
It's a different phase of the scene. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we're just trying to get information out of this guy. So it would either be something, you know, interacting wise or maybe acquiring. just for the sake of getting information mm-hmm. from him or mm-hmm. interacting with him.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I mean, interact would be a little less. I mean,
I'm inclined for either. Yeah. They both seem good. So it's, I think, you know, the point is getting the information, not getting a friend. So I think acquiring.
Okay.
What do you think, Mark?
It's flavor at this point.
Yeah, we could ask the creator of this game how the ruling should actually work.
It's the flavor you're looking for. Are you looking for, you know, just a pure manipulative get the information? Are you looking for manipulating a person to get the information? You know, it can go either way. It's a flavor text kind of decision. So how do you see this scene
progressing?
Yeah, let's go with acquiring.
Perfect. Acquiring. Perfect. Let's do it.
Beautiful. Let's see. In that case, Logan, do you want to say how Albrecht's
going to go with a face approach on this one. Con artist. And just try and, I think in the situation of con artist, more so it's about like trying to convince this guy that we are, you know, he's going to be totally fine. Don't worry about it. You just need to tell us what's going on here. We'll let you go. It's totally fine. And just try and convince him, sort of thing.
Cool. I'm going to go con artist too. I'm going to kind of, you know, maybe kind of help you with, there's this big dumb American around here somewhere beating up on people, and we thought you were him, and you know, we gotta keep him away from whatever's here. What's here, by the way? You know, that type of questioning approach.
Sure.
So,
okay.
I think he might kind of switch gears a little bit, because you're not really trying to intimidate as much as coerce.
Mm-hmm.
So muscle's not really needed by small Toby at the moment, so he'll just take a look around. I think he's gonna investigate a little bit.
Okay.
Investigate. You know, another option might be, if you want to go a little bit more physical, maybe you try backtracking there where they came from a little bit and try to acquire some information that way. If you did want to go with a more physical approach, that's another option.
I mean, the physical approach is small Toby's, you know, wheelhouse.
Sure.
So any way that he can use his stature and raw human strength. Yeah, he'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, that still might be kind of investigator-ish, but I think there might be an argument for a physical,
for a burglar.
Burglar. What do you think, Logan?
I mean, either way, yeah, I think those both work. Whether it's you're trying to you know, track paths like the burglar, or if you're trying to just notice more about the scene, I think it depends on what your goal is.
Yeah, I might see if you know, going a little ways towards where they where they came from will get us any good.
Cool.
Who wants to roll?
Logan, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a 3-2 for me, and I'm not even sure that dilettante would quite work here. Yeah, it's a social interaction, but I'm not sure this is quite in that, like, schmoozing sort of side of things.
Yeah,
so
I don't
I'm
think
just gonna
so.
Go with 3-2. There's no skills, nothing else. It's just let's roll some stuff. And that's a 9.
Okay. I will roll. I got a 4-2, right?
Nice.
Yes. Okay. So that's a 10.
A 10. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would reconnaissance for small Toby help me any?
Absolutely. I think that would apply. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I'll roll 4-2 and add 1.
Oh,
jeez. Gross. Yeah. 5.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep two. I kept one accidentally.
Yep.
There you go.
So is that me? Did I get that?
Yep.
I got 8.
Yeah, 9.
Well, I got 10.
That's Roland Doyle. Yeah.
Yeah. That is okay. Roland Doyle.
Take all right. Yeah, I will. So yeah, I will. You know, we'll kind of. We got the one guy up, right? So I'll kind of keep him turned away from Toby as Toby kind of fades back into the jungle, and he starts taking a path back to where he goes. And I will kind of sit him up and kind of brush him off and kind of say, oh sorry, we thought you were somebody else. We saw somebody in the woods that really looked dangerous. And you know, we thought that this really did seem pretty dangerous. And we thought you were them. What are you doing here in the woods? He will kind of look around at the others and probably not be too willing to say anything. We'll say, really, we just had our ship break down here, and we were hoping to get some help, and, you know, we got here, this guy was here, and, you know, sorry. And as I'm saying this, I'm going to kind of back off a little bit, take a few steps back, and I am going to let him escape. And so hopefully kind of pull back and kind of maybe bump Alberic out of the way. So we give him a means to get up, and he'll take off. And that way we can chase him back to where he came from. And we will go into a chasing scene.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. So we're going into a chasing scene.
Beautiful.
Yes. I do think that running is for fools. So I will sit back and I will watch where he goes and try and navigate kind of like a cutoff point. So going like the analyst navigator.
I am going to go for, I think. I've already done the racer, haven't I?
Did you succeed? Yeah, you did succeed.
I succeeded at that. So I guess I'll try an evader this time. I'll try to, you know, try to, well, cause I'm trying to chase him, but I'm trying to not look like I'm chasing him. So I'm trying to evade his following me.
Or at the very least, him not knowing that you are on his tail.
Yes, exactly right. Yep. So there we go.
I think Small Toby's also gonna, you know, wait it out for a second, since he saw Roland going forward with the slightly stealthy approach. He doesn't want to just barrel in there and give it away. So he's gonna sit back also with a little bit of navigator.
Okay.
Awesome. None of the skills are gonna be appropriate for this, so it's just
Just because the chasing skills are based on vehicles.
Right. So
none of us have a vehicle to my knowledge. So.
If I jump on your back, do you become my vehicle?
Oh. Small Toby is the ultimate land vehicle.
while Small Toby runs, he makes like engine sounds.
Nice. So where are we going? Who's rolling first?
I'll roll first. Okay. I get to roll 3 and keep 2.
Jeez, dude.
I got a 6. My rolls are horrible right now. That's okay. Just get him out of the. We'll just get him out of the way.
Okay. Yeah,
get him out of the way. I don't expect much. So let me see. Let me see what I do. I got a roll 4, keep 1. So okay, I got a 6.
Ooh. Okay. I got a roll 5, keep 2. No skills. So that's gonna be an 11.
That so Take looks it. Like a winner to me.
All right. Well, now that's my navigator success. I'll mark that down. So this guy, you know, kind of starts running from us, and he's looking back over his shoulder at what we're doing. And I think at that point, we kind of like, why'd you let him go? I don't know. Why'd you let him go? You know, kind of like we kind of feign that we're like yelling at each other. And he takes that moment and starts booking it. And that's when we can see where he's going and kind of cut him off of the pass, you know, see where he's heading towards, and catch up faster than he expects. He's kind of running circuitous, okay. like running out at an angle, trying to get around, you know, the trees or something like okay. that. And we can kind of cut through.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay.
So we would catch up to this guy and catch up to where he's getting to. And we see that there is kind of behind some rocks. So if you were to pass by on the outside, it'd be very easy to not notice it, at least from a ship. But as we're catching up to him, behind the rocks is the secret door to the island base. And it's one of those that we have to just catch up to him in time to get in.
Okay.
So I think this might be an infiltration situation that we can get in fast enough or at the right time.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, that was the three phases. So that's the end of the first scene.
Okay.
Now we can go to the next scene, which will be actually inside the base.
Okay. So we just get inside, and then how well we do getting inside, I guess, would be the infiltration or
infiltrating would be the first, probably the first action of us going inside here.
Okay.
And
yeah,
poking around.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So who is Logan? Since you're starting, what's going to be your approach?
I mean, well, I've already got a success in tactician, so I think in this situation, because we are flying in, I think he's going to go with Bluffer. Because anybody that's there, you know, I think it'll be like, if there's any guards that are there, he'll try and talk and be like, oh, we found your man. He is caught in the sun. He is totally sun-baked and just got overexposed to the heat and the salt. He totally saved us and helped us, but he did not remember. We're supposed to be here. Thank you for helping us and hosting.
Nice. Nice.
Total bullshit.
Great. So if you're taking the focus, I'm going to go for intruder.
And I'm going to lean into that disguise skill we have as well, because we looked like we were totally C-wrecked and messed up.
Perfect. So you do that, and I'll use the stealth to kind of slip past you as you're drawing the focus.
Cool.
Toby?
I might go with you and assist. Maybe if you need a vault over a door, over a wall or something, or you need a, you know, the doors are closing in and I need to hold them open, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So I'll probably also go with intruder.
Perfect. Logan, why don't you go first and see?
Okay. So it's a three keep one plus three with a disguise.
Perfect.
So that is a four. So it makes it seven.
Okay.
Nice.
I am rolling three, keeping two, and I'm using stealth. So, 10, 11.
Mm, nice. 11. Okay. Let's see. I get to roll four and keep two. And that is an 11.
Nice.
So we both got 11, is that right?
Correct.
But your golden die is higher.
My golden die is higher.
Okay.
And I get a plot point for that.
Awesome.
Beautiful. All right. So, let's say for this, you know, this infiltration here, we see this guy dart in through the doors and we see there's one singular guard there, and then these doors are closing comedically slowly. So there's one guard just kind of standing there by that front gate. And our friend Albrecht runs up to him and kind of turns his attention away from the doorway. And here as Roland and I are approaching this door, it's getting real close. Small Toby kind of jumps in between the door and holds it open just enough for Roland to slip on through past him. At that moment, Small Toby kind of whistles to get Albrecht's attention. He distracts this guard with his witty banter. He goes, "Oh, what's that over there?" And guard turns and he clocks him above the on the back of the head with his sword cane. The handle of his sword cane, and also gets to dip through the door before Small Toby is crushed in between it. So they kind of slip through, and then this very large reinforced door closes behind them. And I think the next natural phase might be an interaction scene, interacting scene. Because we're inside this base, and there's probably going to be some people inside here that we've got to deal with here. So, since I left off, I'll start here.
Well, who are we interacting with? Who are we meeting somebody? Are we?
It's more or less kind of once we get into this base, there are gonna be a few more guards on the inside that we need to try and get past here.
So we're interacting with them to like try and bluff our way past, or are we
however we want to do it.
Isn't that still infiltrating then?
Or is it guns blazing and we're fighting?
Yeah. Or are we just going to try to, maybe sabotage the base somehow to try and, because we've gotten in.
That's true. I guess we need to.
Is there something we could acquire?
Yeah, I guess. Actually, that might not be a bad idea. We need to acquire some more information about the big weapon that we are sent here to, things about.
We need to find out if that's here, right? That's kind of the main motivation.
Exactly.
Cool.
Acquire, I guess, would be the next natural phase here.
That makes sense.
Okay. Well, investigator is definitely my shtick here for this one. Just gonna be trying to see what I can see. Notice, okay, where do pipes lead? Where, what sort of crates do we see around here? What sort of other, stuff, and just like investigate the base. Inspect and search it out.
I'm trying to remember if I succeeded at burglar. I don't think I did.
And I think this is reconnaissance. So
definitely reconnaissance.
Plus two, or the skill plus two with that five keep two.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Nice. I
don't remember if you did. I don't think you did, Mark.
I don't think I did. Okay. I'll stick with that then.
I think I might go with a little bit of burglar.
Everyone is surprised.
Because that's what, and everyone is surprised.
Yeah.
Because Small Toby.
Okay. Who's going first?
I'll roll.
I'll go first.
Go for it. Yeah,
we'll
go first.
We'll get it out of the way.
This was your idea.
I get a four keep two.
Hmm. Look at that.
Okay.
That explode.
Yeah.
Are we 8? 12. And I think that would be it.
12. Plus reconnaissance?
Reconnaissance.
13. 13.
Nice. Okay. All right. You want to go next, Logan? You want me
sure.
to?
Sure. I'll do it. Five keep two plus a two. So that is 8, 9, 10.
Hmm. Okay.
Toby for the win so far.
I think it's still Toby for the Toby win. For the win. Yep.
Oh man. Alrighty. Huh?
Yeah, this is your scene, apparently. Go for it.
Yeah. Alrighty. I think this might require a bit of the inspiration stimulator.
Hey.
Awesome.
Because Let's see. Yeah, because I'm struggling for ideas. So that's what this is for.
That's exactly what it's for. Yep.
I'm gonna roll 2d6 to help determine this inspiration stimulator. A 6 and a 4.
Okay. Inform.
So that's an inform action.
Mm-hmm. Inform, and I'll do it one more time. A 6 and a 2.
Passage? Yeah, okay.
Ooh. Okay. Inform passage.
Yeah. Give me all kinds of ideas. But
Give me half of one, Mark. Give me half an idea.
Well,
you're really curious to see how half an idea will come out.
You found information about a passage. And we're looking for a vessel that would be the type of thing that might use a passage.
Maybe inside this base, there is a kind of an, not really underground, but like, you know, hidden inside this base. There's kind of a, I don't know how to explain it. More or less a hub for different ships, in this case, to come in, and it's hidden from the outside. It's more like kind of a garage, in a hidden garage area for boats. Hidden inside this this base here on this island.
So like multiple different ships come in secretly?
Yeah, secretly. Maybe they can get worked on, or
okay, totally picturing like one of the Nazi bases in like Raiders of the Lost Ark, where it's like ships inside the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Yep.
Like that.
I just don't have the right words.
It's like a train station, but not
of course
train.
We're recording and my brain doesn't want to work.
That's fair. No, that's
naturally.
That's
naturally. So yeah, maybe as we're trying to dig up some information here, we break our way into a small office inside this base here. And just kind of filing through filing cabinets and looking through the desk in this office, we find we find that there is this hidden area inside this base that can hold these ships, and we're thinking, okay, this is the perfect place to hide this ship that we're looking for. So we find out this information, and we find the location of this hidden area. Mm-hmm. But it is blocked by another similar large armored door that we need to get past here. And there's a small kind of control panel area here, and a few different things that we can use to our disposal. To our disposal. Yeah, there we are.
Okay.
I said that right.
So that's like a... you're moving towards sabotaging?
I'm moving towards a sabotage action here, yeah.
Okay.
I dig.
Okay. So we're sabotaging the entrance to this base.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm on board.
Okay.
Okay.
Hulk smash. sorry. Toby smash.
Small Toby smash.
Believe it or not, I might try for an engineer with this to try to figure out how this thing is working. And and you said there were some tools and stuff we could use.
Oh, absolutely.
I could use my mechanic.
Mechanic, definitely.
Cool. Okay.
I think just to try something different. I mean, engineer would be helpful, but I only have one in that, so I'll only be keeping one die, which is kind of crap. But I could use my mechanic skill. But I was thinking that if there's any other people around that I could somehow manipulate, go the face manipulator side of things. That's a little bit stronger for him and one I haven't tried yet.
Yeah, and I don't think that necessarily means it doesn't have to include people. It could just be you're doing more intuitive.
Oh, okay. So like you're the one on the wrench and I'm kind of like looking at the manual or looking at like the schematics in the background sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if I were putting this wrench to, you know, if I were putting this together, how would I do it? You know?
Yeah.
It's not as much analytical as it is, you know, intuitive, you know.
Sure. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, but, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he just kind of, because he was analyzing before looking at where pipes go and stuff like that. He's just trying to intuit where things might be. So yeah, if we're going to go for that face manipulator thing. Would mechanics still apply to this? I don't know if it would.
I think so.
I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
You're still, you can find some tools in order to help
three
you.
Keep and, two plus sure. two.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, Toby's going to do the smasher.
Okay.
Just smasher. I mean,
if he needs it, I mean, you all are kind of going that route.
If we fail, you know, you come in with your hammer, but let's, yeah.
Yeah, if y'all fail, I mean, Toby's got some demolitions.
I'm imagining Toby like grabs a, you know, big sledgehammer and no, not yet. Let us try. And he's just sitting there waiting.
yeah, exactly.
I'm just holding the hammer. There's just a giant hammer. Well, let me, in my hands.
Let me see
just
what I can do.
Go for it.
I have two keep two plus two in mechanics, so seven.
Okay.
Okay. Three keep and two. Logan.
Three keep two plus two is 11.
Okay. Huh. Let's see. I can go four keep two plus two from demolitions.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That is
also an 11.
11. My highest is four.
We both tied.
Both tied. Okay.
Both tied.
If all else fails, you can just re-roll a single golden die each.
Okay.
So.
That's a two. Goes to Tobes. Small Toby, four to win.
Alrighty, so not unlike when you all were looking through the charts back when we were on the yacht, you all are just kind of trying to tweak and manipulate the locks on this door. You're doing it for a few seconds, and then you just hear coming from like 3 feet to your left.
Ah, mon dieu, what is going on? Merde, run!
I would know.
Nice.
Yeah, this door just shatters open. Gears everywhere. You didn't even know there were gears in this door.
Nice.
Into secret lair in underground bunker we go.
And, okay. Steampunk achievement unlocked. Random gears in random places. Everyone get a bonus.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Random gears in random places. Okay.
Oh man.
Do we want to say that this is the final scene? This sounds like this might be the climactic
kind of wrap.
This
up
could be. Thing. I think so, because okay. If we don't, we'll have to do another three sets. Yeah. So, I think this might be a good place to round it off.
So start thinking dramatic, climactic, ooh, bigger. This is the grand finale. So we found this big thing. Toby, lead us home. How does this? How do we go into this?
Like, what's protecting the big weapon or ship or thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's there?
Yeah. Maybe we have to get, we have to get to a central control tower or something that's going to destroy the whole thing. You know, maybe there's multiple ships here that, you know, not only are we going to get our target, but we can get the whole fleet. And if we get to, you know, what can we do to make this bigger? And what can Remember, the first phase is to set the scene. So what can, what is going to make this a bigger scene?
I think...
Are there some freaking sharks with laser beams on their heads?
Right. actually, maybe chasing isn't out. Maybe since we just blew a hole in this door, all the guards are alerted. You know, from the base that we've been going through for the past half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever.
Yeah.
Coming from within this base, they're going to all flock to us.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so we're going into a chase scene because we're trying to get into this base and
get into the right spot to stop the ship and they're coming to us. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I think we might just go with, with chase there.
Okay. Mm. Perfect.
Beautiful. Since I ended it, I'll start it here. Small Toby's going to use Racer with his muscle. And he will roll 4, keep 1.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but.
I'm going to go face Evader, so 3, keep 1.
I think I'm going to go face Evader, too. I am going to try to block. I think we come out onto like a small landing. And I am going to try to you know what? Maybe this is more muscular, so it might be more Racer. I'm going to try to destroy the landing so that the people chasing us can't come after us because they can't, you know, there's no way for them to go. So I got my machete. I'm going to kind of smash at the supports holding this railing. So it can crash down, you know, you guys run ahead, it'll crash down and then maybe I can jump out and swing out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out. So, so I'm going to go muscle.
So they can't follow us.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You guys rolled, 3, keep 2. Okay.
So, I got a 6.
I got a 7.
I got a 6.
Mark. I got it? Okay. All right.
Mark got it.
So you guys take off. You guys, like I say, we come out, kind of blew a hole in the wall, the things open. You guys start dashing down. I'm imagining this kind of iron landing, you know, kind of like almost like a fire escape type thing. You guys dash down the stairs. We hear the guards coming. There's some cables holding this thing into place. I pull out my machete, smash into it. The guards come out. I can see them coming. They're raising their guns. I smash my machete into the other cord. The balcony starts to crumble. I jump, and there's some you know, dangling ropes that I'm able to grab one and swing across into the chasm of this huge open indoor bay where several vehicles are moored, and there's a variety of different pulley systems that are used to load cargo and change cargo amongst these various ships. So I kind of slide down and get to the main dock closest to you guys. And at this point, I think, you know, when we get to the base, I think there's a someplace here that, I think we have access to the central, there might be a fuel station here where they, you know, some cargo. Ooh, yeah. And we need to, you already used up your explosives. We need to sabotage this fuel supply, which will set off a chain reaction across the whole complex. So if we can do that, you know, set that next, I think that's our next action. So that's a sabotage.
I mean, I'm sure there's some stuff around here. I could make a makeshift charge to make something go boom.
Okay.
Like, it's not that. I mean, if there's a fuel station here, I'll get some gas.
So that'd be less your smasher and more an engineering sort of thing, or a manipulating sort of thing?
Maybe, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Just because in order to get a good demolitions, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go manipulator to try and find the right MacGyver things to gather and put together here.
And Albrecht is also going to go face a manipulator, and this time it is social because he's giving you guys time. He's going to help, you know, basically distract them and make him look like, wait, there's not just a couple infiltrators of like 8, 9, 10 of them? How many are there? And just keep like making things show up different places, you know, throw a wrench over there, make a sound over this way, you know, make something fall over here. And just like he keeps running back and forth, just like causing havoc to give you guys a minute to get the bomb set.
Excellent.
Nice. Cool.
And what were you doing, Zach? Did you say?
I'm going to kind of use an analyst engineer to kind of get that makeshift charge going.
Fantastic. Now, let's roll some dice.
Can I apply the mechanic skill because I'm using whatever craps around to make this happen? Or would that be too
you know what?
Flexible?
Yeah, I would say...
Go for it.
Okay.
I would say so.
Sure.
Can I get away with mechanic as well?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are setting things up, you know.
I would say mechanic or demolitions for any of us, really.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say. I'll use demolitions because I'm a little better at it.
Yep.
So, here, I'll go first.
Go for it.
I've got I've got roll 3, keep 1, not bad, but I get to add 2.
Nice.
Okay.
6.
6, okay. Let's see what I get here. Rolling 4, I'm keeping 2, so I'm keeping 11 plus 2 for, I got 13.
Nice.
Okay. 3, keep 2, plus 2. That's a 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
So
I think I set that.
You have a 13.
Right?
Yep. Just barely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Albrecht is kind of frantically, he found a console, one of the, you know, big, huge console with the big knife switches and dials and he's setting off alarms in different areas of the complex to kind of confuse and spread out the guard. So he's kind of frantically doing that while Toby and I are lugging over, you know, barrels of gasoline and pouring it into the coal bins and drawing lines, you know, quickly drawing lines. Finally, we get some flint and kind of click it, get a spark, throw it into the coal bins, and they go up. And immediately the fires start spreading, explosions start happening around at the various ships, and we have to get out of here. It is a chasing scene. We have to chase our way out of this place before the whole complex explodes. So I am going straight racer and just running as fast as I can for the nearest exit. Anybody else?
I mean, yeah, we could argue we're gonna grab one of these boats that's closest to us zip out of here.
Because
this is basically, like you said, an indoor bay, which is a much better description than I had earlier.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then I'm a sailor, so I'm gonna jump in. I can
take it.
Use my sea vehicles. Yeah, I'm still going with racer. Anybody else?
Evader. Face evader, just because I'm like trying to get away. I'm the furthest one away from these guys, so I'm trying to get away from them.
Perfect.
Enough to catch up.
Yeah. I'm going to do an analyst navigator to help find the closest working ship, boat, the fastest thing that can get us out of here.
Excellent.
That's not broken.
And do we get the sea vehicles bonus?
Absolutely do. Okay. Yes, of course. I guess I'll go ahead and make my roll here. 9.
You are a sailor, so you get advantage. So that 6
you
explodes.
You are absolutely right. Yes, thank you. 6, 7, 8, 11, 13 for me.
Whew, nice. I'll go next here. I get to roll 3 and keep 2. Oh.
What?
I wish I had advantage right now, but nice.
Just
I wish.
Oh my gosh.
16.
17.
17.
17, okay. Nice.
Well, it's going to be hard to beat that with a 3 keep 1. Let's see if I can.
Explode.
It did. It did.
Explodes.
Let's see what this one does.
Explode again.
Oh my god. Oh, sorry. I don't need to roll 3 on that one. Do you want me to just roll 1 or to keep that first
just
one?
Just take just the first one. Just roll 1.
Got it. Okay, so it was 6 and here. 6 and 2 is 14 plus 1 from the vehicles is 15.
Take us home.
Take us home, Logan.
Oh my gosh, that is ridiculous. Okay.
It's always the last roll, guys. It's always the last roll that gets everybody.
That's the secret. Okay.
Yes.
So as we jump in these boats, you know, guns are firing off behind us, and it's like we hear pew pew and like a couple zip over our head, and then another big explosion and some, you know, Wilhelm screams from the people falling behind us. We zip out. And it's another one of those climactic situations. As things are blowing up, we've got this little like steam speeder, and we're just flying out, and the doors are starting to close. We hear the klaxons going off, the doors closing. The ship that we were trying to, you know, blow up is trying to also take off at the same time. We just cut ahead of them, and we just slip out. Big explosions, almost like a tidal wave of water coming behind us, pushing us forward. And we're out in the marina just outside this island, this main island area.
Beautiful.
Yeah, is there a final... Was that the final phase? Is that
that was
it?
That yeah. was it?
Do you,
yeah.
Okay. Do you want to narrate us to the end of the scene and when the credits roll?
Yeah. So we're kind of, you know, floating out there. Our ship almost kind of gets scuttled with the wave that followed us out, and we're just kind of floating out in this marina, and we're seeing more explosions. Kind of looking at our handiwork, and we see this ship coming up behind us, and we turn to look, and it's the two ladies who have brought our main big ship, the yacht, over to kind of catch up to us. And one of them says something like, need a ride?
Love it. Yes. Love it. Yes, credits and roll. Credits.
And credits.
Yes.
Roll. Oh, my very, gosh.
Very
oh,
nice.
Gentlemen. Oh, that's great. That's
this
great. That's exciting. But
ridiculous,
but
and I loved it.
Here we go. Let's continue here. And now we're on to our segment, RPG Reflection. In RPG Reflection, we talk about what we just played. And gentlemen, that was a blast. That was so fun.
That was
yes.
fun.
Oh man. Yes. We had some bumps in there. Yeah. Logan and me, not yeah. Mark. Mark's perfect.
Well, it's familiarity, you know. That's
but Mark does this. Often. As you can see, Steam Spy Solo Stories. Mark does this very regularly, so
well he knows the system. He made this, it, and he did a great job with it. And this is not the first rendition of it. This has had some time to boil down and get real concentrated and you know really refined. He's been playing his character for some time, and we're just trying to catch up. And I think all of us together, all of our creative minds, we made something very interesting.
It was so cool to do this with you guys and you know, cooperative. So thank you so much. This was
thank you, Mark.
Might have to do it again. This was fun. Just saying.
oh, absolutely. Well, okay. I'm sure small Toby and Albrecht will be back, I'm sure, in the future. Because
that is true.
That was fun. I loved I love the little moments of role play because it's kind of pulpy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the kind of the inter-character role play.
Yeah, I think we really were able to lean into that because it's more descriptive of the actions that are happening because we're trying to figure out what's going on. and less a character portrayal, you know, acting out our characters. So when we do have those moments when we are role-playing that character voice, we're getting into how they think about things, it is a snapshot. It is a couple sentences. And so it is just a small vignette on that. And it very much feels like a pulp action sort of situation because we're focused on the action, number one.
Very true.
Yeah, I agree. And that was more the first episode than this episode. Mm. But yeah, like I said, I love those kind of pulpy moments. Mm-hmm. It kind of opens up the system and the setting a little bit, which is always nice. It's fun.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, so I'm totally not on on format at all. So let's talk about the system a little bit. this is an RPG reflection. I try and stick to a system, but you know, whatever. I love this system. The system is great. Logan said this kind of in between episodes, but you know, you kind of learn how to build your character once you get to know the system.
Yeah. Yes.
Which that's what character progression is for. Mm-hmm. You spend points after the fact because you didn't build your character right in the first place.
Yeah, and that's a common that's a common thing for, I think, for just about any role-playing system. So
yeah,
the first time you play, you realize you did things the wrong way, and you know, that's normal.
Right, normal, absolutely.
But the other thing that Logan said, and we're just talking for Logan, even though he's right here with us.
Hey, that's cool.
Even with that, I thought you had a great character. I could tell exactly who and what you were all about, and, you know, it fit the world, it fit the system. You know, I enjoyed that.
Well, thank you, thank you. I was definitely trying to put forth a caricature at start for, you know, it being just a quick one shot sort of feeling, like not sure how much we're going to be able to get back to this character. And so I wanted to make sure that he felt unique from what I was seeing with the other characters, you know, especially being more of the analytical person. Those can be often very quiet. And so I wanted to have something that showed, you know, his background as far as being a debutante, as well as, you know, expressed himself separate from the smooth agent or the meaty bodyguard, you know, sort of,
right.
Expressions you guys have. So thanks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Good.
I'm going to point out, we kind of, that this was just flash, passion, panache. we had Marcus Nathaniel. Logan, you're stepping in as the Mateo-esque.
He was definitely Mateo.
Flamboyant, talkative. I was the big meathead that just punched everything.
True. So, true. You know,
but
the big meathead who punched everything, who got the analysis role for navigating.
What was that? I don't.
There were a couple times that we were just like, okay, we do this, and he just came along and said, "Here, boom, done
this."
Boom. The first one was the map and the charts.
Yeah, yeah.
Scene, and the other one was the big door inside.
Yeah,
yep.
That was awesome.
Oh man, I'm gonna apologize. I completely dropped the ball on anything creative this episode.
No, I thought you had the right ideas. You just weren't sure about how to go about it. Like, yeah, because once we gave you like any sort of nudging, you were there. You know,
and you know that's the thing. This is fully cooperative. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you know, if you need to stop and say, "Hey, I need help with an idea," we're all in this. We're all in this to tell a story. This isn't, no one wins here. Other than
we all
win because we had a great story. This was fantastic. Yeah. I had such a thrill at the, you know. So there's that. One mechanic that we did not use, and I think we talked about it before we played, but normally you have a minimum difficulty that you have, and that difficulty goes up with each scene. So you start, the first scene is a minimum difficulty of one, which you can't fail.
Okay.
And then every three phases, you get a new scene that goes up one. So we ended up playing what
three?
Three. Well, no, total.
Six.
We played three in the first act, six total.
I think
six total. Yeah. So we had two complete sets, quote unquote. You know,
yes,
like two sets of three.
Yes. So we would have had it. We, you know, we would have ended at six. We probably could have gone six. Further, but we could have. At the, what you do then at the end of each at the end of each scene, whoever gets that third, who gets narrative control on that third phase, not only decides what action type you're going to do, but they decide, is this next one going to be our last, our grand finale? We ended up based more on the time frame of the episode,
and then the kind of natural progression of
and natural
where
progression.
We were in,
yeah, we could have stretched it and try to have like a big fight scene and like robots yeah. or who knows whatever, you know, fun stuff
sure.
going on in there. But
yeah.
it felt good to go
but,
here.
It did, but. By doing that, you also have a you add a little bit of tension because
yes.
if any player fails that or doesn't meet that minimum requirement, you fail at the mission and you have to narrate how you failed that mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
which
you know,
which I've played with before.
Yeah,
you and I we've played that.
I think that works, but it's you know
it works. It adds a lot of pressure, and I think in our specific case here, we want to see these characters again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We
yeah,
want to see. We want to see Roland Doyle in the next
For
season.
Sure.
By Solo
yeah,
Stories.
Yeah.
We want to see Albrick and Small Tony in the future.
Right.
So we don't want to go and kill these characters off or just keep running them into failure.
Right.
And of course this is all. We do this for the narrative and we're having fun and
yes.
You know, so that's. That's not as important right now in this setting right now.
No, but so. But I think it was interesting too. I think we still could have done it, and I don't think anything we rolled at the end there was less than six. So I think we still could have. I think it's interesting to have to make that decision. You know, because once you make the decision, this is going to be the last scene. You still have three phases to play where you could still lose.
Yeah, exactly.
So it
throws a wrench into the plan, which is always a fun mechanic to have.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing that's always
kind of
fun
like,
to see, you know, like it's not just having a wrench, but failure doesn't mean end. Just because you fail a situation.
No, no.
That's another state of progression, you know. And,
absolutely.
And having the thing go wrong can be really interesting.
And there's your setup for your next mission. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! How you know we got to go talk to Mission Control? You know, can we base whatever? You know,
yeah.
and kind of
well
get a slap on the back of the hand for failing that mission. You know,
or and, get out of being stuck, or wake
yeah,
up on an
yeah.
island somewhere and get ourselves off of it. You know, I mean,
well, an example was the mission that Roland had where he teamed up with the guy with the Nordic guy who ended up being killed.
Mm. Yeah,
and then he had to go back to. M5 to
That's
apologize
right.
for, you know, and that set up his next mission, and that gave a great entryway to what happened next.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, here's something we need to talk about. What was everybody's secret objective?
Mine was fighting.
Oh, really?
Which is why I
was
like, no,
also
no, your
fighting,
decision
Logan.
To do fighting is a good choice. That's fine. You go ahead. I like that
yes.
choice because I can
yeah,
choose it.
No, that when we blasted open that door and we had this was a goddamn gold mine for
all
a
right.
fighting scene, my
yep.
friends.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I couldn't pick it,
and I couldn't suggest yep. it could, really either.
Yep. yep.
You could suggest it all day. You could suggest it all day, Logan.
But
I would have loved for you to suggest it.
Because then
yeah.
you couldn't choose it, and I couldn't choose it.
And
it couldn't
choose
be my suggestion. So we had to have Mark suggest it, and
so
then do
Mark,
the same thing.
And then,
yep. Yep.
What was Mark?
What was yours, Mark?
Roland's.
Mine was acquiring, which I actually...
Acquire.
Which we actually... I actually got an... I actually wanted an acquiring.
Yeah.
So I got...
I think you tricked me into doing that once.
Yes. Yeah. So not only did I get the point for doing the acquiring, but I also got an extra point because it was my...
Okay, so we only get the extra point if you succeed in it.
Yes.
Okay, so I only got one
yes.
point from that. So I got six total
yes.
for the whole thing. That's cool.
Six total. Nice. I got five total.
Yeah, I also got five total.
One for that nice. Fighting and strategist was where I won on that one. And then I got a tactician, a navigator, a confidant, and an evader.
Oh, nice.
And the evader was the very end one. So
nice.
And I won two fighting scenes, which was nice.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So awesome. Well, cool. You know, usually in these RPG reflections, we talk about story a little bit. The story was fun. It was a blast. But this wasn't pre-written. This was completely made up.
Yep.
We talked a little bit before we started recording and going, okay, what do we want to do?
We talked about some bullet
points out. Basically just the setup.
And that's kind of it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We basically went, how do we want to start this? What do we want to do? You know, and then we started with one point and went from there.
I think the only opportunity we really missed in this was potentially bringing in the NPCs that we had started with, you know, the ladies a little bit more. They did have a part, but it's very small. Yeah. But it's hard to do that when you're literally just making it up as you go based on the roles that are happening. It's hard to incorporate all the parts.
It's easier when you're on your own, I think.
Yeah, because you need more things to pull on, too.
And it's at this point we had each other and we were going off each other and it worked out just fine. So,
I loved it. Mark, are there any, like, as you know, the person who made this game, what did you see as we played? What did we struggle with? What's some of that kind of stuff you noticed?
I think, and you guys can speak to this better than I can, but I think it's a lot of it's just familiarity. I do this on a regular basis. But I think, it felt like you guys, once it clicked. I think, Logan, that ending was phenomenal. That's exactly what it needed. I felt like you guys were experiencing pretty much exactly what I experience when I do it solo.
Yeah.
But all together, and we were all working together. So, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I think we all played off each other really well. It was good.
Yeah.
Agreed. I love the, the collaborative storytelling as far as the kind of, that tug of war for narrative control.
Yeah.
Which I think it's kind of fun, too. It's like, look, you succeeded, so now you have to run the next part of the story. You know, it's kind of that responsibility with success thing.
Right. And when we were playing, that kind of clicked for Logan. I saw that visual click of, oh, wait, no, I just do this.
Well, yeah, and it's...
when
it's,
he won narrative control.
Right. And, in this mode... you can play it more traditionally too, where you micromanage every action. But for example, the fight scene, you narrate the whole fight. We're not making rolls for every punch and every battle.
Mm-hmm.
In this mode, this phase was dealt by this one roll. Again, it's kind of like 7C, only without the specific raises. You're not spending raises for each action. You just roll. You get narrative control, you tell how that scene played out.
Right. Because like raises are allowing you to have twists on the narrative. And, with 7C, you've got that GM who's running it and they've got five or six things that are happening and you can put little twists on it. Whereas this, we don't have a GM, so we're just trying to figure out the scene by scene, So it isn't.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't need to be that much, broken down. It's going to be more of a one chunk, fits all. And if we decide from how that person describes it, that scene actually needs to be, two parts, then there might be a second role for a combat, but it's much more, we're all agents. We're all going to be cool in what we do. How do we approach it? How does it come out?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And here's the thing, with that narrative control, I think, us people who aren't familiar with this system, we kind of struggle to the realization that you can choose to fail.
Yep.
Of course.
Which is just like something that I don't normally think about, because it's like normally in games you don't think about it as the player. Mm-hmm. So
you want to succeed.
Well, you want to succeed. You want to do stuff. You don't want to fail. So it's a small hurdle to jump over, but once you get over it, I think it makes the experience that much better.
Yeah, and your guide, your final roles can be your guide as well. That's true. Know, if Logan wins narrative control, first of all, he might win his narrative control with the role as lousy as a 4.
True.
You know, if
yeah, I think I won with a 7 one round.
Yeah. You know, so, that might be a, you know, kind of a, okay, you get narrative control, but you
this
know,
ain't gonna go
we
well.
didn't really, that wasn't our moment to shine. Mm-hmm, yeah. Whereas the grand finale, you know,
all
of our dice were exploding and we were, you know,
yeah,
we were zipping around there without our hair getting messed up, you know, and that might be something, even if it in a wide range, you know, maybe Logan succeeded with a huge role, but I got a really lousy role. Well, maybe in his narrative, mm-hmm. I fumble a little bit and he has to come in and bail me out. Yeah. You know, that can help guide how you approach the narrative as well.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a different way to think about it too, is like, you know, as you get more comfortable with the system, trying to read those dice and the rolls mm-hmm. and how it applies to that person. Because, you know, okay, I succeeded great and we're pulling out, but Roland didn't quite. And so he's like just barely grabbing onto the edge and he's got that heroic moment, though he failed. He looks like, you know, James Bond holding on with one hand, shooting back with a gun, you know, trying to, you know, keep the guys back as we pull out or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's that's another step, I think, you know, using the yes and no but strata, uh-huh. but not with using the story cipher system, just roll using it based on the dice that are rolled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. That's a good way to think of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That I, again, never thought of. So,
well, it's hard too when you're starting out new system or a system you haven't played that much. So you're trying to remember the system. Sure. And then you also have a character you don't remember or know that well, you know, and so you're trying to get back into whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but I had a blast. I know you guys did as well.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. And yes, I do agree. We do need to bring these characters back to meet Roland Doyle again.
Works for me.
Because I know Mark still enjoys doing the solo stuff, so I know he's gonna keep cranking that out.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whenever Logan and I convince him to come back, and we'll bring these people back.
Yeah, every so often, maybe.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining me here today. I had a blast, like always. Mark, again, we'll include all the Steam Spy stuff down in the comments below.
Do we know where you're going next, or do we have any spoilers?
No, because I haven't played the I haven't played the next thing yet, so I can't.
So this was kind of a behind the scenes look at the end of Russian Roulette, the last solo story.
Yeah,
Mark kind of just was like, I don't know what's next, but something big's happening. Well, that was this.
This was it. Yeah,
and then you know he hasn't started anything new. So
right. Yeah, normally I played
that before this releases.
Right.
We don't really have one of those fun witty outros for you, but
exactly. Roland Doyle will return.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter @tabletopcast if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is tabletopradiohour@gmail.com. Our website, tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening, and keep rolling 20s.